This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Murder in the morning from the
It's never a good thing when someone is describing you as a former coworker in terms of aggressive and unsettling. Other than that, he made the best coffee. Now, but former coworkers of Rex Huerman, the alleged Long Island serial killer, Gilgo Beach killer, have that to say about Mr. Rex Huerman. Some former colleagues of that architect. Of course, he's been charged with the murders in those cases right now. The allegations, aggressive and unsettling, intensifying the dark clouds surrounding this high-profile case. Jeffrey St. Aromond, a luxury real estate salesman who worked with Huerman, detailed his daunting experiences to Andrea Canning on Dateline, saying he was very assertive, maybe even leading to the point of being aggressive, St. Aromond expressed. Highlighting a deeply concerning aspect of Huerman's demeanor, his revelation shed light on the suspect's character, contrasting starkly with his professional persona as a knowledgeable architect. The discomfort among Huerman's colleagues was palpable, with one individual reportedly avoiding the office to escape his presence, saying she just didn't feel comfortable with him at all. Saying, okay.
Isn't that concerning? I mean, Tony, you and I have worked together for many, many years.
Yeah.
On and off. And we've had people where you walk into the room and you go, oh, God, something's not right here.
Without even knowing them sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're like, this isn't going to be good. This isn't going to feel right.
Exactly.
I think some people that are evil, just they exude that. And I think it's, you know, it's almost like BO, but it's mental BO. Where, you know, some people don't have a great sense of smell. They can't necessarily pick up on BO. Some people have a good sense of character. And you just know sometimes.
Yep. Their beady little eyes, their mannerisms, and you just don't feel safe. And you're like, something is really off here and I need to get the fuck out of this room.
Yeah, there's been a lot of those. Despite the aggressive nature at work, Huerman's personal life presented a contradiction. Known for his encyclopedic knowledge of New York City's building codes, he lived in a dilapidated house in Massapequa Park. We've seen that. Only a short distance from where the bodies of his alleged victims were discovered. Huerman, who's 59, has pled not guilty to the murders of Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amberlynn Costello. Additionally, he's a prime suspect in the killing of Maureen Brainerd Barnes, with police continuing to investigate his potential involvement in many other crimes. Former coworker Mary Shell's statement to Dateline resonated with a sense of fear and anger, particularly among women. The idea that as a woman, you have to be suspicious, be afraid all the time just to stay alive is enraging, she said, reflecting a broader social concern about women's safety. The chilling revelations about Huerman come as the Dateline special called The Hunt for the Gilgo Beach Killer airs Friday night on Dateline, aired Friday night on Dateline, conceding with the unexpected resignation of Suffolk County Police Commissioner Rodney Harrison. His departure from the department only a few months into the renewed investigation, it, of course, adding another layer of complexity to this very convoluted case, and we're talking a lot about that this week. I have conversations with FBI agent Robin Drake, or former FBI agent Robin, Special Agent Robin Drake, with former FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer. We talked with Siobhan Scott about it from a psychological standpoint. There's a lot of people that are weighing in with their opinions on this, and a lot of suspicion going into what or why this happened. I did hear an interesting one today from Siobhan, and they're apparent, and I'm not saying this as fact because I have not had a moment to confirm this, but she had mentioned something about an election that was taking place there, and that there might have been a concern that he was going to be replaced, and he stepped down prior to that. That would make sense.
Yeah, it would.
Why we haven't heard that yet, I don't know. But I'm going to certainly look into that a little bit more. But nevertheless, the timing is horrible. I think it'd be a horrible idea to replace him if you were the newly elected individual that has that sort of power, considering how far he's gotten this. But then you start to wonder about who's elected and why would they get rid of someone like that? Because there's a ton of corruption over there. It didn't just end when the former sheriff was arrested and put away. It's still, there's pieces there. It takes a long time from leadership to try and weed all of that out. I'm still going with my gut on it. I think he got too close to something.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a disservice they've done to the entire community there. And that woman saying about that she's enraged about how women have to be afraid, it sounds a bit alarmist, but it felt like they weren't doing anything about this serial killer who was basically on the loose for, what, 13 years?
Yeah, well, I think the answer to that is the former Suffolk County Police Commissioner, Chief James Burke, who was really running in the same circles as Huberman with the sex workers and his abusive behaviors and all of that. I think he didn't, I don't think it was investigated because I think if he started going down that road, there'd be a lot of fingers pointed at him.
Yep.
Not necessarily for murder per se, but for being involved in that world, the world which, you know, he would go after and kind of prosecute people at will who did him wrong personally. So
yeah.
I think there's that, but is there something bigger? That's what my suspicion is. I think there's something bigger than Huberman going on here. I think Huberman has a lot to do with it. I think he's, or maybe just at least one of the participants in this, but I do think that there's something bigger and there's more people involved and more people have knowledge about what's going on. It makes zero sense why Asa has not been questioned by police, why she is... why they're so sure, they were so sure right away when they got Rex that Asa has nothing to do with this, nothing at all. And maybe she doesn't, I don't know, but I think it, just doing due diligence would be questioning the woman.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what they do in every case.
Yeah.
They rule out suspects, and she has not officially been ruled out at this point.
Well, officially she has. Actually,
has she?
Yeah, but that's not to. I mean, that statement doesn't mean anything. Number one, because they can say that right now, and they can go right back just a little bit later and say, "Well, we changed our mind." Right now, that's where it sits. But it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, if her hairs were on some of the victims. Now, we can argue and say, oh, you know, it's because it's duct tape and it's her house that maybe these things came from. So, yeah, there's a logical reason why they could be there. But turn the tables a little bit. If she were the suspect killer and his hairs were on the crime scene, I think they'd be arresting him, too.
That's a good point.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping they know far more than they're actually saying, or if there's a lot of sloppiness going on over there. I think it's a tragedy that the new chief is leaving, but I think it's there's something. There is something here that does it's somebody thanks. That does not want something to get out. And there's a power that's far greater than the Suffolk County Police. And I think there's something along that nature. not big on conspiracy theories or believing them. Although there's a ton of them right now in most of the stories we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But this one, I don't think is like that much of a conspiracy theory. I think this is just more like corruption that is having a spotlight shown on it. And fuck, if I was in the seat of where the police commissioner is, who's resigning, and I found something out that could endanger the life of my friends and family and myself, I'd probably leave too. So yeah. I don't blame the guy, but a little more clarity, I think, if he can give it as to why he's leaving, would go a long way.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.